Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
It's certainly three disappointing weeks, and tonight was no different. I thought defensively, our guys really gave everything they had tonight. They were just on the field too long. Offensively, we had three turnovers. We were able to hold them to 3 points, to my recollection. But I thought they finished the game and played as hard as they could. As I said, offensively, we didn't play well. Obviously, you know that. We were very inconsistent. We had no passing game. We had 7 sacks. Not even close to being an offense that could compete through 4 quarters, although we finished the game. And special teams-wise, the penalties hurt us. I thought Mark did a good job. Certainly on the fake punt, having 10 guys, that's all on me. I'll take responsibility for that. And overall, not good enough, obviously.
Mark, what did happen on that 10-man play?
Yeah, I'm not going to go through all the litany of that. Rich, you have a right to ask the question. As I said, it's really simple. We should have had 11. We had 10. And I'm responsible for that.
Coach, how much did all the distractions throughout the week affect you offensively in terms of preparation?
Michael, none, based on everything that I saw during the week. Excellent work during the week, energy, meeting rooms were good. Absolutely none.
What was the protection issue tonight? We talked during the week, I guess, about their array of blitzes and the way they...
You know, I'm not going to go through all of that. We had 7. Again, I'd be more specific at another time. If I can be, but certainly we didn't protect the way we need to protect, not just on the deeper drops, but the quick game as well. So it was an all-out complete effort in terms of the effort's the wrong word. We were not in unison tonight collectively on the offensive side of the ball. That starts with me.
Mark, was Jakey in particular just off his game, or were there?
I'm not going to point to. I was off my game. Our entire group was off their game tonight. To be any more specific would be not the right time to do that relative to all of the different things that happened tonight offensively. We were 2 for 10 on third down. We didn't have any kind of consistency. We had really no passing game early in the game for the first half. And it was certainly not good enough. That's all there is to it.
Mark, is it planning? Is it execution? Or is there just a lack of maybe some kind of communication between coaches and players?
There's no lack of communication between our coaches and players. It's just we're all working together and we're not getting it done. And there's a lot of different ways to answer that question, but that's the bottom line. We're not getting it done. It starts with me. It's been inconsistent throughout the year, and we haven't been able to get it right yet. We're going to continue. The one thing we have is we have 2 more games, and we're going to try to get better, and it'll start on Thursday. Yeah, they're disappointing. There's a lot of good things going on with our football team, but the bottom line is we're not winning. There's a lot of guys working hard. There's a bunch of guys getting better. We're developing young guys, but the bottom line is it's a business based on winning and losing, so we can't sugarcoat it. We're disappointed, and we're not playing well enough to win, and we haven't in the last 3 games.
Did the Saints pass defense show you things that maybe they hadn't shown on tape?
There's nothing that they showed us that we hadn't seen or practiced against.
Feel like it was done at that point? Or?
You know, at the time we made decisions based on what we thought. We had a 4th down and forever. We didn't want to put our defense back on the field in that predicament. We did the best we could trying to finish the game and make something happen. We got a couple of scores, but certainly too late.
What did you see on the first interception? Sort of near you guys' bench? You guys are backed up a little bit, ball to mark.
I really couldn't say, Rich, right now. I wouldn't have all the information in my head to be able to answer that question.
The
only thing I can say is that what's going on outside the building is not going inside our building on a day-to-day basis. That's my sense based on the community of guys in our locker room, our meeting rooms, and on the field. I stand by that, but we're certainly not seeing we're not making that transition to games, and we certainly haven't in the last 3 weeks. What's going on inside? I've been trying to be as honest and straightforward with this group as I possibly can. These guys are doing everything we're asking them to do, and there's energy and enthusiasm in the room. They go back to work each and every week, and they're led by a bunch of 30-something players that have shown them a way how to do it the right way during the course of the week. It's not translating into wins the last 3 weeks, and we acknowledge that. We're not getting it done on game day.
Mark, it's not, I mean, it can be one thing for wins and losses, but you guys don't even look competitive in some senses on game days. How can you explain that?
Everybody has their own opinion. We're not playing well enough to win.
Mark,
in all three phases.
Sorry. How do you guys try to compensate for Brandon's absence tonight?
Tried to work the other guys into the game plan as much as we could. We didn't do a very good job.
Mark, that third and one early in the game, did Jay have a check to if he wanted to go to the run? Was it something you saw there to pass?
I don't recall, Kevin. I don't recall.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.